how they are based in Scripture. And so on this day, we take a Christmas carol for him, and we look at him, and then look at the Scripture upon which that hymn is based, to understand that it's not just something that people thought up and nice emotions that make us feel good and the romantic feelings we have during Christmas time, but that these things are solidly based in the Word. So that's what we're going to do today with the Christmas carol for him called O Holy Night. How many of you are familiar with that song? We're going to sing it in a little while. This is one of the most famous Christmas carols, and really deep and touching and emotional as you go through this song. Let me give you just a little history of it. O Holy Night is probably one of the most favorite Christmas carols around the whole world. It's got uplifting lyrics and melody, and as a lot of these songs do, they go from darkness and pain and suffering to hope and joy and peace in Christ. The lyrics were written by Placide Kepler in France around 1849. He was a resident of Rochemar, France, and that's located just a few miles away from Avignon. Kepler was a wine merchant and a businessman and mayor of that town in Rochemar, as well as an occasional writer of poetry. He was known more for his poetry than his going to church, going to worship. So it's probably a shock when a parish pastor asked Kepler if he would write a poem, not a Christmas carol, but a poem for their Christmas service. So he is on his way up to the capital, up to Paris, in on dusty roads, in a stagecoach, traveling on all these bumps to the capital city. And Kepler starts to think about what the parish pastor had asked him to do. And he uses what gospel talks the most about the birth of Christ? Luke. Luke does. That's what all the children have been reading from. And again, thanks for doing that. He starts to think about Luke and the story, and he imagines himself almost in a sense, a little extreme to say this hyperbole, but almost entrancing himself with what it would have been like to be there on the scene and live and out that situation of finding out that this baby that was born is no ordinary baby. And that's why it's called O Holy Night. Gave birth to all of our children. It was a very special day, a very special night. But this is unique because this is God who has come in the flesh, Mary's womb, and now is about to be born. And so, by the time he arrives in Paris, he has completed the Cantique de Noël. It had been all finished. He was so moved by the lyrics he wrote that Kepler decided that this song, Cantique de Noël, which was a poem, was more than just a poem. It was a song that needed to be sung by the people, and music needed to be put to it. So he contacts one of his gifted friends, a guy named Adolphe Charles Adams, for help once he arrives in Paris. And he asks Adams if he would write the music too. O Holy Night, or the directions Adams had studied at the Paris Conservatory, and he was at the peak of his career. He had just finished writing Giselle, and many of you are familiar with Giselle as an operatic work in 1841. He had written over 80 operatic works, so he was very familiar with the snare language. Adams went to work attempting to marry the score with the lyrics and the beautiful words that Kepler had written. Adams finished the work, and it was very pleasing to both the lyricist Kepler and to the parish pastor. The song is performed just 3 weeks later at the midnight service Christmas Eve, which is today. Today is Christmas Eve today. And in 1847, in the town where the poem had come from, on this Paris world. And it's a beautiful, powerful song that we're going to look at. There's so much more that we could say. But let us go right into the Holy Night. Let's pray as for his blessing. And then we're just going to kind of work backwards in the song and show how the lyrics are supported by the scriptures. So let's pray. Lord, this is the time you have that part of our worship. We want to commit to you. We pray for the blessing of wisdom and humility, peace in our heart, and joy, astonishment at the ways that you work in this year. Please give us discernment to hear and empower us to see the beauty and power of your word and how from it you have come so many hymns, Christmas carols, and songs. From all of the teaching that we have from Genesis to Revelation. So reveal to us what you have been looking for, even in this Christmas carol for us. O Holy Night, and just follow along as we go through this. You see the lyrics up, and not the scriptures, but I'll be referring to the scriptures. O Holy Night, the stars are bright. Why would you be called right now? Well, he is there for Christmas. Most of it is from the Bible's going to pull from a lot of other Old and New Testaments as well. In Luke 2:8, it says that there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks by night. So we know, oh, Holy Night, the stars are bright and shining. And then, is the night of our dear Savior's birth. For then comes the first heaven. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I will give you good news that will cause great joy among all people. Today, in the town of Bethlehem, Bethlehem, and anybody know what Bethlehem? Beth is like Bethel. I go to a church called Bethel, house of God. Bethlehem is house of bread. And here is the bread of life being born in the city of bread. Bethlehem, house of bread. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, or Zion. Holy to the Lord, our God. stop. The dead man sat up and began to talk. Jesus gave him back to his mother. Now, what is this? The dead man was gone. They were all filled with awe and praise and praise God. And they said, a great prophet has appeared among us. They said, God has come to help us. Now, here's the question. Why do people say, come and help? God has come to help us. Not everyone realizes that they're in a little way under a kind of burden, under some darkness, and force, and hopefully, keeps them from the future. Thank you. divine, not different than any other. We love that when our children were born, right? But this is a radically different night. You fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, you can't get past it. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Night divine. This is a weird, strange night.
Thank you.
Oh, Carrie? No crying. Sing it for me, Carrie. No crying. He makes, but he's a human being. He is crying sin. There's no sin in crying, right? Unless you're trying to manipulate people around. But he's crying because he has a chain, or it's a rash, or it's not, or he's laying on something hurt. Remember his passage of spoken, and John, and Christ. hour skipping about 30 years or so, 28, 30 years. And John tells us in chapter 13, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know you are my disciples, if you love one another. What is Paul right? He remembers these passages of Scripture. He writes, truly you taught us to love one another. Then your law of love is now meant to be the life of peace. So Philip is love and peace are intertwined. So he writes, his law is love, and his gospel is peace. Now if you have never thought of this, listen to these passages. Romans 5:1. We have peace with God through how? Only through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us therefore, Romans 14, make every effort to do what we to peace and mutual with God. Romans 15, chapter. The God of peace be with you all. He's not just the God who wants peace. He is the God of peace. Right? Remember Isaiah? He is called the Prince of Peace. Ephesians 2, for he himself is ontological embodied. He is our peace. That's what Peter says, wrote Ephesians 2, 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made the divine and peoples of the world, who has made us both one, Jew and non-Jew, Gentile. So, making peace. 17, the same set of verses. And he came and preached peace, Moses' message, dying on the cross. Well, yes, but another way of saying that is he's bringing peace to the whole world. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near, those of you who were pagans and Gentiles, yes, like us, and you Jews who were near. His message was peace. What a cost. Thank you. but especially the spiritual one, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the gift of the Lord's faith. And so he writes, in his name, all oppression shall cease. The verse ends, the first three ends, just before the chorus. What our response should be, as a lot of hymns do this, and Christmas carols too, to the news about this unusual never, never, ever leave his flesh. He will always be in flesh.